Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. The latter parshios of Sefer Shmos, Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei, fundamentally deal with Binyan HaMishkan and the Kli HaMishkan as well. However, the focus really of Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Pekudei is on the big day kahuna, the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore, and specifically going through the vestments that the Kohen wore and the Kohen Gadol wore. Thus, it would be appropriate to take a look and have a deeper understanding of what bigodim are in general, clothing, and what the essence of clothing are, as the Gemara comments, money mechabduse, clothing are one's honor. But how do we understand the fact that the Torah describes, details, and articulates significantly the bigodim of the kohen and the importance of the bigodim, the kuna, so much so that the Torah defines them, that they should be lechavod and lesifares, that the clothing of the kohen should be a honor and a glory? Really? Why is it so important that the clothing of the Kohen should be so honorific and so glorious? Why is it that the Kohen should be dressed so immaculately, so appropriately, and so gloriously? We find here Machlokis Rishon, what exactly the meaning of Lechavod and Tiferes, why it is that the Kohen Gadol has to dress so appropriately and so honorably. The Sefer Chinuch's approach is that Chitzonius Me'orah has a Pnimius, that one's external dress will impact and will impart and will really focus one's internal understanding and dimensions. Dressing the part has an impact on one's thoughts, emotions, and spiritual pursuits. If the Kohen dresses appropriately and understands why the clothing are being worn, when they are being worn, how they're being worn, the big day lovan and the big days of, the Kohen will have a deeper spiritual essence. His internal thoughts, his internal focus, his lishma, his focus on the job of the Kohen, his focus on the lishma of the coin, what he should be doing, how he should be doing it. There shouldn't be a mechsheves pigo. If the coin is dressed appropriately, the chitzonius, the clothing that the coin is wearing, will be me'orer es apnimius, will inspire him internally. However, Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, the son of the Rambam, both in the Sefer Maspik L'Odei Av Hashem, as well as in the end of the Sefer, in his Biurim, Ala Parshim, Parshas Tetzav, writes just the opposite. It's not that one's clothing will inspire one internally, but just the opposite. When one dresses the part, one will act the part externally. One will recognize the importance of the position. The office of the Kohen Gadol will have a heightened standing. When the Kohen dresses a certain way, and you see the tzitz, and it says Kodosh Hashem, and when the Kohen is wearing the choshen, the ephod, the mechnasayim, and all the different big day kahuna, he will understand the value, the importance, and the heightened responsibility of his job. The office of the Kohen Gadol will have a greater stand. No different when you see a police officer, you see a soldier dressed a certain way, it gives the office of the soldier, of the police officer, heightened status. So too, says Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, the focus of the begadim of the Kohen is supposed to make him recognize not the internal focus, not the spiritual focus per se, on his heart and his mind and on his soul, but rather just the opposite, that the office of the Kohen and the Kohen himself will take his job more seriously, will understand what it is that he is doing. Although we now understand the importance of Big Day Kahuna, Shibane Beis HaMikdash, B'mher V'yameinu, clothing also have a role, and a halachic role as well in other aspects. Of course, when it comes to tefillah, there are a special way that a person should dress, and a person should press, approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hikan Likras, Elokecha Yisrael, the Pasuk says in the Gemara Darshans, that one's Big Day tefillah, one should dress appropriately, one should be clean, one should recognize you're facing, you're encountering the Creator, the Master of the world, the King of all kings, Melech Malchim, Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one should dress the part. But in our context, I would like to speak specifically about Big Day Shabbos, and there are many commonalities between the Begadim of Shabbos and the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Indeed, the Avudraham, Reb David Avudraham, in his Sefer, in his commentary on Shachris Shal Shabbos, on the verse and the pasuk that we recite in the davening of Shachris Shal Shabbos, Tiferes that a great glory has been given to this day of rest, as well as on the pasuk in Yeshaya that we recite in the Chadodi, Livshi Big Day Sifartech, that we should don incredibly glorious clothing, says the Avudraham Remez, She'ein Big Day Shabbos Domin L'Shalchol, that the clothing that we wear on Shabbos are not identical and are not duplicate to the clothing that we wear during the week. Uksiv Bivigde Kohen, he references the pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, Perek Chavches, pasuk Beis, lechavur lesifares, uksiv liv shibig de sifaretech oner karli yom haShabbos. Our clothing have to be different. And thus says the Avudraham, based upon these psukim, liv shibig de sifaretech tiferes ota liyom hamnucha, that these psukim are referring to our clothing, that the clothing that we wear on Shabbos should not be the clothing that we wear during the week. And thus says the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes, v'chibadeto me'asos derachecha, the pasuk Yishayahu, shelo yeh malbushecha shel Shabbos kimalbushecha shel chol. We shouldn't dress the way we do on Shabbos, the way that we do during the week, because just like the Kohen Gadol, the clothing that the Kohen wore affected him externally. It also affected him internally. So too on Shabbos, it can't be that we just dress the same way that we do during the week, because then Shabbos is just like the rest of the week. And just like the Kohen enters the office of the Kohen and prepares to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring Karbanos, and a Kohen on Yom Kippur enters Lefnai V'Lefim, he can't be wearing the same clothing, because then he won't do his job the way it's supposed to be done. So to each and every single one of us on Shabbos, we need to dress differently in order to focus internally, to recognize Kedusha Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos, the Neshama Yaseir of Shabbos needs different clothing. And in order for us to daven differently on Shabbos, to learn differently on Shabbos, to interact differently and to eat differently on Shabbos, our clothing have the ability to change us internally and externally as well. And thus the Gemara says, Maseches Tainis, in the end of the Masechta, Rabbi Chanina, the great Amora, says the Gemara, he would dress differently on Shabbos, mit atef, v'koy b'panya d'male Shabbasa. He would change his clothing, and on Erev Shabbos he would say, Bowie v'nei Likras Shabbos Malkasa. Let me go out to greet the Shabbos Queen. Thus, remember, Rabbi Chanina, we learn the importance of dressing differently on Shabbos. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Masechus Bavakama, Daf Pebez, was a Takan of Ezra, Shumechapsim Begodim Bechamishi Beshabbos Benekvot Shabbos, that we would wash our clothing. Said Ezra, there's a Takana, an enactment, that we're supposed to wash our clothing on Thursday in order to be ready for Shabbos. And indeed, if you take a look in the Rambam, in Perek Shloshim, in the 30th Perek of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes, in the third Halacha, Umikavod haShabbos shiilbash ksus nikia v'lo yamalbush hachol kel malbush haShabbos. That is a reference to the Gemara Maseches Tainis, based upon Rabbi Chanina, that we should wear special clothing. We should change an Erev Shabbos into our Shabbos best, and we should say Boi v'neitzei likros Shabbos amelech. And furthermore, the Rambam continues and writes v'ezra tikein shu hamechapsim bechamish mipnei kavod haShabbos. And just like the Gemara seems to indicate that there two aspects and two elements to Big Day Shabbos. Number one, we learn from Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara Maseches Tainis, that we should have unique, special clothing on Shabbos. And number two, the Takan of Ezra, the Rambam, incorporates into Perek Shloshim Halacha Gimel these two aspects as well. Number one, the aspect of having special, unique clothing, and number two, washing and having clean clothing for Shabbos. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch as well spells out and articulates these two aspects of Big Day Shabbos. First, in Siman Reish Samech Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch writes as well that we should have special, unique clothing, Lekavod Shabbos, and those clothing are supposed to be special in the respect that the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: Siman Reish Samech Beis, Siv Beis Yishtadel, Shihulo Begodim Noim LeShabbos. We should have special clothing, Lekavod Shabbos, unique clothing, Lekavod Shabbos, clothing that are special and Shabbos dick. In Siv Gimel Yilbash Begodim Hanoim, we should wear our Shabbos best, our nicest clothing. V'yismach b'viyah Shabbos kiyotzei lukras amelach v'kiyotzei lukras chasam akala. We should dress in such a way that we're so excited, so anticipating Shabbos. And that's Rabbi Chanina, who is ma'atef, and he said, "Boy leitzei nikos Shabbos malkasa." So thus, in Siman Reish Samech Beis, we see the importance of having unique, special clothing. However, in the first Siman, in all of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Mem Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Mitakanas Ezra, the Gemara Bavakama Daf Pei Beis, Ezra Mizmasakin, Ezra enacted Shu Mechapsim Begodim Mechamishi B'Shabbos Mepnei Kvod HaShabbos, that one should wash one's clothing on Thursday on Chamishi B'Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos." Thus, we see that there are two aspects to Big Day Shabbos. Number one, the Gemara in Tainis, Rabbi Chanina, as the Rambam Paskins in Perek Lamed Halacha Gimel. Number two, having clothing that are clean, that are neat, that are washed. And that is Takanas Ezra, the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Again, the Rambam in Perek Lamed, Halacha Gimel. And here we see in Shulchan Aruch, these two halachas apply both in Siman Reish Mem Beis and Siman Reish Samach Beis. But what is it about these two unique elements to Shabbos clothing? On the one hand, they should be unique and special and designed for Shabbos, and on the other hand, they should be clean and washed. Rav Nissim Karelitz in his Sefer Chutshani, Chelak Aleph, Siman Reish Samach Beis, explains that there are two dinim, there are two halachas when it comes to Bigdei Shabbos. Number one, the clothing that have to be unique and special and quote-unquote Shabbistic, that's referring to one's external clothing, one's outer garments, a suit, a tie, a shirt, a dress, a blouse. Those are all special for Shabbos, and those are unique for Shabbos. There's a special suit for Shabbos, there's a special blouse for Shabbos, there's a special tie and shirt for Shabbos, there's a special dress for Shabbos. There's special things we're referring to external garments, to outerwear. However, when it comes to internal garments, garments that we call big dezeya, garments that are worn under our clothing, not the external, not the outerwear, but those clothing that we wear, socks and undershirts and the like, those have to be clean and those have to be washed, but they don't have to be unique. They don't have to be special Shabbos socks. They don't have to be a special Shabbos undershirt. Those specifically have to be clean and neat and they have to be washed. And thus explains Rav Nissim Karelitz, this is why we have two Gemaras, the Gemara of Rabbi Chanina and the Gemara of Takanas Ezra. This is why the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Gimel tells us that there are two elements to Shabbos clothing. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch divides both Siman Reish Mem Beis and Siman Reish Samach Beis into two aspects of Shabbos clothing, outerwear and innerwear. The outerwear has to be special and unique for Shabbos, but the clothing that we wear under our suit, the clothing we wear under our dress, under our blouse, and our garments that are not exposed, that are not seen by all, those have to be clean and neat and are not required to be unique and special and dafka for Shabbos. And the same thing says Rav Nissim Karelitz is vice versa. The Shabbos clothing that we wear on a weekly basis, every Shabbos, those don't have to be washed every Erev Shabbos and every Chamishi B'Shabbos. When they get dirty, of course, they do have to be washed, but there's no special halacha that one's outerwear have to be washed Erev Shabbos. That's only referring to one's undershirt and socks and the like. That has to be clean. That has to be neat. But there's no halacha that a suit has to be washed, a dress and a blouse have to be washed every Erev Shabbos. Thus explains Rav Nissim Karelitz the two Gemaras, the Gemara in Tainis and the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Rambam distinguishing between Rabbi Chanina and Takanas Ezra, as well as the Shulchan Aruch in these two places, Siman Reish Samach Beis and Siman Reish Mem Beis. However, the Vilna Gaon and the Arizal took the position that all of one's clothes have to be completely unique for Shabbos. Not just one's outerwear, but even one's undergarments also should be special, specific, and unique for Shabbos. And Maase Rav, Talmidei HaVilna Gaon write in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, Binyan Bigdei Shabbos, quoting the Rebbe the Vilna Gaon, Minhago, the custom of the Vilna Gaon, Lahachlif Kol Begadav, he would change all of his clothing, Mikaf Regel Varosh, from his head to his toes, Baal Yeodar Dover Shalol Lahachlif, he wouldn't have anything that he would and change, including his yarmulke, including his socks, including his belt, and including his tzitzis, everything that the Vilna Gaon wore on Shabbos, even undergarments, also were unique and also were special for Shabbos. And indeed, not only was that the minig of the Gro, it was also the minig of the Arizal, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Reish Samech Beis, Sivkatan Hey, Tov Shlo Yilbash B'Shabbos Mikol Mashalabash B'chol Afilu Chalak. And furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Arizal, "Mafshalov tov shilo gam talis acher l'Shabbos." One should even have a special talis gadol, the talis katan. Thus, we see both the Arizal as well as the Vilna Gaon took a different position. Not only one's outer wear, not only one's suit and dress and tie and blouse have to be different, but even one's socks, even one's shoes, even one's belt. And the Chazon Ish had a special yarmulke that he would wear on Shabbos, and that was the custom, as quoted quoted in Dina Ben Hagos of the Chazon Ish, Perek Tes, Oz Gimel. Therefore, one whose position is to follow the Vilna Gaon and the Arizal, and many take this position, that one wears a talis katan, a special tzitzis for Shabbos. One wears a special yarmulke for tzitzis. One has a special belt for Shabbos. One has special shoes and socks for Shabbos. One's undergarments are special for Shabbos, and some have this custom to follow the position of the Gaon, the Arizal. However, most typically follow the approach as presented by Nissim Karelitz, that external and outerwear, suit and a blouse, tie and a shirt, a dress, those have to be unique. Those have to be designated for Shabbos. However, undergarments do not have to have that aspect. The Shabbos clothing that one is wearing, of course, as we noted, have to be changed on Erev Shabbos. However, how long should the Shabbos clothing be worn? Of course, throughout the course of the entire Shabbos. When one is wearing Shabbos clothing, they shouldn't be changed as the day progresses, whether it's cold or whether it's hot. And regardless of the situation, one should continue wearing one's Shabbos clothing, as the Mishnah Berurah says, ad Motzei Shabbos, until the end of Shabbos. And some had the custom until Malava Malka. Some had the custom until they go to sleep. But certainly, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's appropriate to keep the clothing that one is wearing in Simen Reish, Samech Beis, Sivkat and Ches, v'yelech b'hem ad Motzei Shabbos, achar Havdalah, at least until after Havdalah. Some have the custom until after Malava Malka. Some have the custom even until one goes to sleep. But certainly, Shabbos clothing should continuously be worn and shouldn't be changed throughout the course of the day. There is a machlokas in the poskim whether the halacha of big day Shabbos is specifically when one is out and about, or even in one's home, or even in one's own rishos, a tshuva of the rush, that seems to indicate that it's dependent upon one's custom. Minhagim play a role, and therefore one should make sure to dress appropriately, as we said stated at the outset, that certainly one's clothing impact and affect one's approach to whatever it is that they're doing. Just like you go on an interview, just like you meet somebody, just like you go out for dinner or go to a wedding or dress for a tefillah, so too a person's Shabbos clothing impacts how one celebrates Shabbos. And thus, Rav Nissim Karelitz, quoting the Kaf HaChaim, writes that big day Shabbos should not be worn during the week. Make sure that those clothes that you're wearing on Shabbos are unique to Shabbos, and if there's a special suit, a special blouse, that should be unique and special to Shabbos, special to Yom Tov, and not to take advantage and wear it during the week. When it comes to a wedding, when it comes to something special, there is an argument that that Shabbos suit can be worn to a chasana, however, not on a regular day and not in a regular situation. This all brings us back to where we began, the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'chibadato me'asos trachecha, that one should recognize that everything about Shabbos is different. One's clothing is different. The way one eats on Shabbos is different. The way one speaks on Shabbos is different. Everything we do is completely different, is completely special, as we discussed in the last podcast. The neshama yisera, the added soul that we are given, brings out a greater ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No other day of the week has that. And therefore, we need to tap into it, and we can tap into it, and we have the ability. And just as we noted, that one leaves Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, you feel slowly that neshama ebbing away. And therefore, if we want to have the ability to tap into it, we need to do something. And one of the ways that we can have that ability to feel it is by doing something different on Erev Shabbos. We shower, we change, we look different, we act different, we put on different clothing. And when one dresses in different clothing, it has the ability to change one's attitude to the day. May we be zoche to ultimately see the Kohen wearing the clothing as described in Parshas Tetzav and Parshas Pekudei lechavod l'tzifaras. But until that point, let our changing of our clothing every Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos allow us to feel the kavod and the tiferes of Shabbos. Livshi big day sifarteich ami tiferes ata liyoyim haminucha. Money nechabduse, the clothing that we wear has such a powerful impact upon us. And when we wear those clothes, we should be able to internalize what Shabbos is about and externally feel the power of Shabbos wherever we are, wherever we go. May we be zocha, shibane beis hamikdash b'mehev yimeinu, mizmor shir liyom haShabbos, liyom shekulo Shabbos. We wait for that day. Wishing everybody a wonderful week and a terrific Shabbos.